First, starting out today and talking a little bit about how the generation skipping transfer tax works. So, but then we'll segue into several specific issues that are often faced in both reporting and dealing with generation skipping transfers. But given the fact that maybe some of you are somewhat new to the generation skipping transfer tax, or your retention rate is somewhat less than the 68% that the professor just mentioned, I think that'll be helpful. So let's talk about a couple of the key terms of the generation skipping transfer tax. The first one is transferor. Now, the thing to keep in mind about the generation skipping transfer tax is it always starts with a gift or a transfer at death. It sort of piggybacks on the gift tax rules and the estate tax rules. And the term transferor relates to how we started. If the transfer in question started with a gift, then the transferor is the donor with respect to that gift. If the transfer in question was one made at death, then the decedent is the transferor with respect to those assets. Generally, the transferor, if the transfer is made in trust, will remain the same until those assets are revested or transferred again in a way that's subject to gift or estate tax. Now, there are a couple of specialized rules that come into play there. One deals with the marital deduction. Normally, if you make a transfer that's subject to the marital deduction, transfer in trust, that upon the surviving spouse's death, the transferor of that trust will switch from the deceased spouse to the surviving spouse at the surviving spouse's death. The one exception is you can create a Q-tip trust and do a special reverse election for GST purposes that causes the original first-to-die spouse to continue to be the transferor with respect to those assets in that trust even after the surviving spouse's death.